The following recording is copyright 2011, Diocese of Little Rock, all rights reserved. For more information, visit www.dolr.org.
When the sun comes up, it shines on everyone equally. When it rains, the rain falls everywhere in the area without distinction. When the wind blows, everyone feels the same breeze. When a storm hits, everyone is exposed to the danger. Good people don't get better weather than bad people. Good farmers don't get more rain than bad farmers. In today's gospel, Jesus makes a couple of very important points. One is that God's love is like the sun. He loves everyone equally, and that's 100%. He loves bad people just as much as he loves good people. He loves Muslims and Catholics and homosexuals and politicians and millionaires and liars and dishonest people and murderers and school teachers and soldiers and Iraqis and Israelis and the mentally ill and Mother Teresa and Saddam Hussein equally. His love is infinite. Just as the sun shines on everyone equally, so God loves everyone equally, 100%. Jesus' second point is that if we are to become like God, then our love must be like his. Regardless of what we think about someone else's behavior, our opinion must not get in the way of our love. Sometimes we must condemn sin and cry out against injustice. We have to arrest criminals. We have to confront bad deeds. But we are never free to condemn the sinner. God loves the sinner every much as he loves me. Who am I to condemn someone whom God loves? Now, this business of loving people you don't like is kind of tricky. It is ambiguous. It pulls us in two directions: disapproval of the unacceptable behavior, yet still wishing the person well. Still loving them. Condemning Saddam Hussein's brutality without wishing him any harm. Rejecting someone else's immoral lifestyle, yet still feeling warm compassion for them in their brokenness. A classmate of mine, Father J. Jackson, was murdered in his rectory in Jackson, Tennessee, in 1981 by an armed robber who had escaped from prison earlier that day, killed a policeman in Memphis, and then used his service revolver to kill Father Jackson. There was a manhunt, and in the middle of it, Father Jackson's mother appeared on TV to appeal to those searching for the murderer that they not use unnecessary violence, that they not harm the suspect. She condemned the act that took the life of her son, but she continued to love his killer. She wished him no harm. In a less dramatic way, you and I rub shoulders with people who aggravate us every day. People we just don't like. And Jesus challenges us in today's gospel to love these irritating people as God loves them. 100%. And you know, the church is a microcosm of the world, a gathering of people who may otherwise have nothing special in common beyond our belief in Jesus. Indeed, I once heard a speaker say, and only half in jest, that the church is the place where the person you least want to spend time with is always there. A place to learn to live with ambiguity. And I might add, a place to learn to love. The sun shines its warm rays on everyone, and we're called to do the same. God grant that our warmth extend to all, and in particular, that we learn better how to love those we like the least.